This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. We are looking at August 5th, and it was on this date in 1861 that President Abraham Lincoln signed into law the first federal income tax. It was simply known as the Revenue Act. Strapped for cash, needed to take on the war against the South, Lincoln and Congress agreed to impose a 3% tax on annual incomes exceeding $800. That's roughly $20,000 today. In 1871, Congress repealed that tax law. And on this date in 1914, the world's first electric traffic signal was put into place. It was on the corner of Euclid Avenue and East 105th Street in Cleveland. As this newfangled motorized buggy was becoming incredibly popular, navigating the roads with pedestrians, bicycles, horses, and streetcars all competing for the right-of-way was a chaotic experience, to say the least. James Hogue invented it, but later, the first African-American to own a car in Cleveland, the inventor Garrett Morgan, saw a serious accident and created an improved traffic light that he later sold to General Electric for $40,000. That's about $600,000 today. In an article in The Motorist published by the Cleveland Auto Club in August 1914, they said, "The system is perhaps destined to revolutionize the handling of traffic in congested city streets and should seriously be considered by traffic committees for general adoption." Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.